Isaiah chapter 7. I'm going to be reading verses 10 through 16. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Listen to these words of prophecy. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid to waste. Looking forward to something. How often we always look forward to something, isn't it? Can't wait for the moment. Can't wait for something to get here. I know my parents never had a good night's sleep on Christmas Eve. Not as long as I was in the house. Because on Christmas Eve, I was up and ready. They finally, when I was old enough, gave me instructions that until the sun comes up, you can't get out of bed. That didn't mean much. I still got up. I was ready. The excitement of what was going to happen. Well, first off, we want to go back to Isaiah's day. Enemies were on the border. Things were getting ready to happen. Ahaz wasn't sure that he could trust God and didn't want to. Ahaz wasn't sure at all. And Isaiah hears a word from God. Isaiah hears a message for the people of his day in a time of need. He hears a message. Prophecy is, first I want to tell you, not always about the distant future. Prophecy is sometimes about the very next moment. Because to prophesy means to tell God's word to the people. Whether it's a word for today, tomorrow, next week, next year, or thousands of years down the line. It's to hear what God has to say and to tell that message to the people. And you see, Isaiah hears a message for the people of his day in a time of need. Armies were camped and ready to invade. Things were ready to happen. And God brings a message to Isaiah and says, Go and tell Ahaz. Being a prophet is a difficult thing. Because sometimes your prophecy happens the next moment, and sometimes it happens thousands of years down the way. But I want you to know that this message that Isaiah spoke was also for the moment. It was for the people that needed to know something and needed to hear something. The message was, a virgin will give birth to a son who will be called with us is God. If I translate Emmanuel word for word properly the way it is, it actually means with us is God. And you see, the people needed to hear that word. They needed to know that God was with them. They needed to understand that with armies camped on the borders, they needed to know that God was right there with them. They needed to see that. And this prophecy goes on to say, before that child who is born grows up to know right from wrong, the enemies that you're worried about will be gone and their land will be desecrated. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To know in the midst of a trouble and a time that that God was right there with them. And God was walking along with them. The people needed to be assured of God's presence. They needed to know that God was right there. And that God was willing to walk every moment with them, no matter what it meant. One of the great theologians of history that I greatly admire, his name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. A great and a powerful theologian. A smart man beyond. His writings, I think, are incredible. And his writings can enliven our lives so much. He was against everything that was happening in Germany before the war. Against everything. And what was direction they were taking, the people, and even against what the church was doing in siding with the leadership in Germany. The people of Union Theological Seminary in New York provided a place for him on the faculty so that he could come over here and live in this country during World War II, and then after the war was over, be able to go back. He had already been told he couldn't broadcast on the radio anymore. He wasn't allowed to preach in churches. They didn't like the word that he was bringing because it was against the government in the 1930s. So he came over here to this country, and as he came, he sat and thanked. He thought about, you know, I can't be a pastor to these people unless I go back and live with them through the difficult time. I've got to be present with them. I can't just come back after the war and say I'm here to pastor you who've been through a tough time. I've got to walk with them. And I greatly admire him for making that decision. He knew that he had to be God's presence with the people at the time of need. And he needed to walk through the same things that they walked through. He needed to show God to them while they went through a horrible time in Germany. If you don't know his story, he was actually part of assassination attempts on Hitler. Him and some of his family, two attempts that were tried, failed. And a third never went through. And they caught him and he was hung 1 week before the Allies took over Germany. Because the Germans didn't want a man that shared love and knew God deeply and knew God as God being present to continue to live. And his last words were to a bishop in England. He said, "Tell him this is not the end of my life. My life is only beginning." He knew God was present during a difficult and a hard time. I greatly admire him that he realized he needed to be present with the people. The people in Isaiah's day, they needed to know that God was present with them. Now let's go forward almost 1,000 years. Matthew knew that it was also a message for the people of his day. Matthew knew that it was also a message for the people of his day. You see, the Hebrew children were, for all intents and purposes, enslaved by the Romans. Yes, the Romans brought peace to their world, and there was an absence of conflict, but it was not a wholeness of peace. They couldn't do how God was asking. They needed to know that God was with them at that same moment. And Matthew says, I have read this prophecy of Isaiah, and I know it's also a prophecy for us of this day. I want you to listen to this as Matthew, how Matthew writes this. It's in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered doing this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The name Jesus is the same as the name Joshua. It means God saves. But he's also called who? Emmanuel. God with us. You see, the people of Isaiah's day needed to hear that God was with them as enemies were camped against them. Don't we also of this day need to know that God is with us? That God is willing to walk with us? That God is willing to come along with us wherever we walk? Yes, God is there every moment to watch what you're doing. God sees it all. God knows what you think. God knows what's in your heart. God is with us. Emmanuel. With us is God. Do you realize that? Jesus Christ left every right, every privilege that he had in heaven. He left it all and came to live here on this earth, first as a baby. That just, I can't even get a hold of that. Can you? God of 150, 160 billion universes came as a baby that needed our help? God came as a baby that needed our help. This same God is still with us today. And we need to know that more than anything else. We need to know that God is right here walking with us, guiding us, directing us, encouraging us, lifting us up, hoping and praying that we have a successful life and a prosperous life, bringing us peace and love and joy and hope. Isn't that incredible? A prophecy that was spoken thousands of years ago did mean something to the people of Isaiah's day. They were not just looking forward to the Christ who was coming. They were also looking forward to God being present with them at that moment. We need to look forward to God being with us at this moment, reaching out to us and guiding us and wanting to direct us. You see, we must come to know that today Jesus Christ is God with us. I know many of you know the story from the book of Luke, and we'll read that story on Saturday evening. But part of the story talks about there's no room in the inn. I want to ask you, is there room in your heart for the God who is with us? Do you know that God personally? Are you walking daily with the God who is with us? I don't walk anywhere alone. I don't walk anywhere not knowing that God is with me. And God's watching over me. And God's protecting me. And yes, God's even protecting me when I do something foolish. I haven't been around my kids much here lately, but my kids love to remind me that I'm not 20 years old anymore. Because sometimes I get an idea that I can do things that my body can't do anymore. But whether I go out and do something foolish or whether I walk in the right way, God is with me. Do you know that? Do you know that when you walk in this world? Do you know that this prophecy that Isaiah shared thousands of years ago is true and real in your life right now at this moment? Do you know that? And do you know that when you get up and walk out of this place, that God is with you? We're all going to go back to our homes. We're going to go to different places this afternoon. And God is with us. Amen?
Amen?
No matter where we are, no matter how far and divided and spread we are, God is with us. Do you know Emmanuel? Do you work on your relationship with Emmanuel every day, so that you can better know what God's bringing to you and how God's helping you? I mean, I'm excited to share with you a prophecy from thousands of years ago that's still true today. It was true in Isaiah's day. It became more true in Matthew's day. And it is exceptionally true in our day. Unfortunately, there's people in this world that are walking that have no idea that God can be with them. No idea. I shared with you a couple of months ago that it's only going to be a matter of a decade or so that Christianity will be a minority in the United States. If things continue to go the way they're going, Christianity will be a minority. Already in Britain, Christianity is a minority. Already. That's not because of other religions. Not at all. It's because people are choosing not to have any kind of relationship with God. Folks, we're going in the same direction as many other countries in Europe. We need to proclaim that God is with us, don't we? We need to let this world know that God is present and that God walks with us and God helps us. We need to let them know that God comes into the midst of this world as a baby. If you walk into my office, my manger scene is sitting in the window in there. And I venture to say that many of you would come in and look at it and say, you didn't set it up right. It's a manger scene that I've had since I was a baby. Right now, there's no baby in the manger. Because it's not Christmas Eve yet. And there's no wise men. Because the wise men don't show up at the manger. Yes, I see they're here. They don't show up at the manger. They show up years later when Jesus is a child. That's why Herod kills all the children age 3 and under. So you would come in and look at my manger scene and say, Pastor, you forgot something. No, I didn't. I'm trying to prepare a place in my heart for Jesus Christ to come in a deeper way. And I do that by sitting in my office sometimes and looking at that manger that has nothing in it. Is my heart prepared to know that God is with us? Is my heart ready? Is there room in the inn? Is there room in my life for Jesus to come in a bigger way? If you want, you can join me on Christmas Eve. Before I come in here, before we start the service, the baby Jesus will be placed in the manger in my office. And then you can come back to my office on January the 6th if you'd like, when the wise men show up. Because they don't show up till the day of Epiphany. I know, we're Baptists. We don't celebrate things like that. Some of us do. Some of us do. Because that's an important thing too. You ever wonder where the 12 days of Christmas come from? Christmas lasts from December 25th until January the 6th. That's 12 days. That's where that song comes from. Are you preparing your heart for God to be with you? Do you know personally the God who is with us? Are you working on that relationship every day? Every day. A few months back, I had somebody ask me one day, do you read your Bible every day? And I almost laughed. Why would I not be in God's Word every day? Why would I not want to learn more about the Savior who's with me? Why would I not want to learn more about the God who loves me every day of my life? Yeah, I know. Somebody told me I was a pastor. Pastors are supposed to do that, I guess. Be in the Word every day. You know what I want to say to you? It should be no different for you. You should be reading God's Word every day to find out about this Savior who is Emmanuel, who is with you, who loves you every day. And then I'll be a little bit more bolder. More than one time a day, you should be in God's Word. Because God loves you that much. And God wants you to know Emmanuel. With us is God. Do you know this God? Let's pray. Lord, how incredible it is that a word that was shared thousands of years ago is still true this day. It's still rich. It's still powerful. And Lord, anything that the world is doing has not taken away from the fact that God is with us. May we truly know that. And may we truly make room in our lives for a God who wants to live within us through the Holy Spirit. Lord, guide us, direct us, encourage us, that we might take a deeper walk in relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.